Grace and peace to you in God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Many of you know that my oldest son, Evan, is adopted. He was born in Ukraine, and we met him at a baby home in Donetsk when he was 16 months old. He has been a great blessing in our lives. We are so proud of him now, as he is 24 years old. And there have been challenges along the way, partly because of an ambivalent attachment. One time when Evan was 4, we were visiting my parents here in Albuquerque. It was a rough week, with Evan breaking into lengthy tantrums again and again. One afternoon, as we waited out a long crying, my mom said to me, "It's like he needs to test you every day. Do you still love me? If I do this, do you still love me?" Our hearts broke a little bit, listening to Evan cry, wishing for him to be secure in our love. I thought of that day when I read this poem for Maundy Thursday, written by Reverend Anna Strickland, called Even Now, which puts all of us into that place of wondering. We ask the question a million different times over the course of our lives, "Do you love me even now?" As children, we ask this question with eyes the size of saucers and a quivering bottom lip. In our teenage years, we ask the question by pushing people away and paying attention to who comes back. As adults, we ask the question by extending the first invitation and seeing who returns the kindness. Over and over again, we ask the world, "Do you love me even now?" The thing I've learned about God is that no matter what comes before even now, the answer will always be yes. Jesus gathered for Passover supper with his closest friends, the disciples who had traveled with him, the ones who loved him best. And among them, Peter, who Jesus knew would deny ever knowing him, and Judas, who Jesus knew would betray him, in fact, had already betrayed him, making a deal to hand him over to the religious leaders who wanted to see him dead. And yet, as they gathered there, Jesus took a towel and stooped down to wash their feet. The task of a lowly servant, which he performed in love for them, for all of them. Then at the table, he took bread and gave it for them to eat, saying, "This is my body given for you, for all of you." After supper, he took the cup of wine and shared it with them, saying, "This is my blood shed for you in forgiveness of sins, for all of you. The ones who will stay with me to the very end, and even the ones who will deny me, betray me, run away and hide, all the ones I love so dearly, no matter what." The good news of this night is when Jesus stoops to wash the feet of his beloved friends, even Judas gets his feet washed. Even Peter, even the ones who question, doubt, and fear. Reverend Strickland wrote another poem for this night, and it's called If You Hear Nothing Else, Then Hear This. You can make a fool of yourself. You can bet on the wrong thing, lose it all, unravel people's trust. You can laugh at a funeral, curse in a church, say the wrong thing at the wrong time, every time. You can lose yourself in a bottle, a relationship, a false sense of security. You can uncover prejudice and wrestle with the shame of it all. You can withhold an apology, blame it on someone else, tell yourself it's not your fault. You can trade in love for a bag of coins. And even then, even still, even now, Jesus will love you enough to wash your feet. If you hear nothing else in the gospel, hear this. My friends, hear this good, good news and carry it with you in these dark and difficult days. It is the news that holds us through sorrow, through doubt, through fear. The news that keeps surprising us even when we feel we can never do enough, believe enough, or be enough. If you hear nothing else in the gospel, hear this. Jesus will always love you enough to wash your feet. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.